And in general, what have you seen in terms of tolerability with olaparib and PARP inhibitors in general? Obviously, we have three approved now in ovarian cancer. You hear issues with cytopenias, GI toxicity. What about in breast cancer?
So far, I have limited experience, Neil, truthfully, in terms of just the number of patients I've had the opportunity to give olaparib with. But in general, I've been pleased. There's been some anemia, not so much neutropenia or thrombocytopenia, some anemia, but usually, at the grade one or two level. And there's a little bit of GI. My patient here that I was talking about who had the brain metastasis, I remember asking her, "What side effects are you having?" And she couldn't tell me any. I'm like, "Really? What side effects?" And I'd ask her every time, and she wasn't having any. I'm like, "Really? No GI? No nausea?" And no, she was feeling good, So I haven't had problems so far, Neil.
Interesting. You mentioned talazoparib. If the drug becomes available, and I'm curious if you think it will, how are you going to decide which one to use?
They both look great. Truthfully, I don't know a distinguishing characteristic. The talazoparib had a little bit more anemia with it. So if a woman was already anemic, perhaps I would use the olaparib. The issue of brain penetration, I guess I'd have to look at that, Neil, and see. There's not a whole ton of data around. It's almost at the case report level in terms of control of brain metastasis. But I wouldn't have a way, truthfully, to distinguish between the two.